This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Governor Jared Polis says people need to resist the temptation to go back to normal despite the state lifting some COVID-19 restrictions on public life. Polis made his comments at a briefing earlier today. He says particularly for vulnerable populations, people should still stay in their homes.
And for seniors and those with chronic illnesses, May is going to look just like April. It's just as dangerous. It'll look just the same. And we need to make sure that our seniors, those who have pre-existing conditions, stay at home except when absolutely necessary.
Some businesses will be allowed to reopen next week for curbside carryout, as well as some personal services like salons. Colorado officials say survivors of domestic violence can leave their homes during the state's Safer at Home order to get safety or help. Human services officials say those people can leave to call, text, or find temporary safe housing. They say essential services for these people, like crisis intervention, financial assistance, and emergency shelter, are open. Officials expect more federal money meant to help these folks to arrive soon. Officials at Denver International Airport say passenger traffic continues to decline. They say TSA checkpoint screenings are down 95% from the same time last year. Last week, DIA had about 625 flights a day. That's about 1,000 fewer than usual. Officials are also announcing new social distancing protections at DIA, including plexiglass barriers and face masks. You're listening to CPR News.